What we saw last night was the Senate get the bailout done, which undoubtedly gives it momentum for the vote in the House, which we're expecting on Friday. Of course, just because the Senate has agreed on what it wants the bailout to look like, it's added a bunch of tax breaks for businesses, for solar power and wind power, etc., doesn't mean the House is going to go along with it. The secret to Congress is that the two houses, the House of Representatives and the Senate, have a big rivalry with each other. Democrats on one side don't always like what Democrats on the other side have to say or do. So what we've got to trust now is the Democrats in the House will say, all right, fine, the Senate could do it and we couldn't. We're going to suck it up and push our people to say yes. That's the challenge that they now face. Everyone wants to get it done by the end of Friday. They know that by the time the weekend comes, the markets need a bit of a steady hand, and they're the only ones that can provide it. The worst-case scenario at this point is what we saw on Monday, a narrow failure of this bailout sequel in the House. And in that case, all bets are off.